GOP Representative Lance Gooden, "The Federal Government Funds Migrant Smuggling," by Neil Monroe on February 25, 2022. If voters give the GOP a House majority in November, then GOP legislators will investigate and expose the migrant smuggling networks funded by President Joe Biden's administration, said Representative Lance Gooden, RTX. Many of these migrants are being aided, in fact, by U.S. nonprofits who are using our tax dollars to do the aiding and helping them across, helping them get on airplanes without documentation, helping them to evade court hearing and helping them to burrow into society and evade any questions from law enforcement, Gooden told Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. It is just stunning to me that we are giving money to anybody that's not a U.S. citizen, much less someone who's come into this country the wrong way, added Gooden, who was first elected in 2018 to Texas's 5th District, east of Dallas. When the migrants are south of the U.S. border, they are being supported by the United Nations and Mexican-based aid groups, Gooden said. The United Nations is receiving support from the U.S. government, among others. And it is helping sponsor these caravans of migrants. They're giving them debit cards, providing them with financial assistance throughout their journey to the U.S. border. But the migrants who cross the U.S. border also get support from a U.S.-based network of non-government organizations, NGOs, he said. When the migrants get to the border, they try to claim asylum status, which has to be determined through a proper hearing. But during the time that they are waiting for their trial day, they are aided by these NGOs. You've heard me talk about Catholic Charities, Jewish Family Council, and the Lutherans, which are involved. What they do is they go to the border and take these asylum seekers from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. They're paid by DHS to provide aid. So there's an incentive to bring in more people because the more people that the Catholic Charities or the Jewish Family Council bring in, the more money they get from the U.S. government. It is a way that the administration has helped to aid, and in fact fund, the invasion of our nation. If the GOP gains a majority in Congress for 2023, it will be able to investigate the N.G.O.'s activities and their funding sources, he predicted. What they're doing is encouraging human trafficking. They're emboldening the cartels, and they are making the problem much worse. I believe it's criminal. I think that is important to the American people to know that these groups, who in the past have done really great work, are now in cahoots with the government, with the United Nations, and indirectly with the cartels. And they're bringing people across our border and shuttling them across the United States. I believe that the GOP leadership of our U.S. House is keenly aware that the biggest issue to the voters, aside from inflation, is immigration, so I'm very confident that the leaders of our House will hold hearings. In 2023, we're already making preparations, not measuring the drapes, to be prepared to govern when we take over in a year. A GOP-run majority in the House will be able to control the agency's spending and impeach Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas or even President Joe Biden, Gooden said. Come January, though, when we are in power, we will do whatever the oversight role of Congress requires to ensure that this administration is held accountable. If they've broken the law, whether it's a secretary or the president himself, if impeachment is the answer, then impeachment will be the action. I have full confidence in the Republican majority to execute the will of the American people and the mandate that I believe they'll give us in November. But getting President Biden and the Senate Democrats to curb migration may require painful political compromises, he predicted. If Republicans control the House, and the President and Democrats still control the Senate and the White House, they've got to work with us to get whatever spending package they want. There would be a time when I believe Republicans will come together and say, what are the one or two things that we just absolutely have to have? And if the Democrats will cave and give it to us, could we swallow whatever other bitter pills are in this spending bill? That's a conversation I'll have to have with my constituents. Migration moves money, and since at least 1990, the federal government has tried to extract people from poor countries so they can serve U.S. investors as cheap workers, government-aided consumers, and high-density renters in the U.S. economy. That economic strategy has no stopping point. and it is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities and their wages while it also raises their housing costs. Extraction migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' cities and coastal states and the Republicans' heartland districts. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, separates families, and damages the economies of the home countries. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise, promoting civic culture and allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. Unsurprisingly, a wide variety of polls do show deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.